hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on my way to the Bahamas to dive with wild dolphins for the week. I got some new oceanic gear with me that I'm going to be using myself. Of course, we have some dive computers for some people to play with on the boat. You'll hear all about that as we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard, thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures next week. So make sure you mark your calendars for that. Now, last week on the show, I was talking to Pete from Scuba Board, and we were kind of discussing the new Oceanic OC1. Now, you know, we went into some pretty good detail with that. He was actually diving off the east coast of Florida and sharing some of the adventures that he had off there, and of course sharing some of the benefits of the OC1, the new wristwatch dive computer that Oceanic has put out. But on the line with me right now is Doug Krause. He is the man behind the madness there at Oceanic, and he's going to help fill in a few more blanks on this latest development for divers around the world. Doug, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
I am doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, the OC1 is truly it's like the next step in dive computers, not just to mention the fact that it's, you know, a wrist watch or a wrist mount dive computer. What is so different about this compared to all the other things out on the market, Doug?
There's so many different features, from, you know, its wireless air integration, digital compass we've added for the first time in a product. But really what sets this apart from anything else on the market is the dual algorithm that we've added. And that, you know, is kicking off with the OC1, but you'll start to see that trickling down, as we say, over the next couple of months into a variety of other models as well.
Now, the dual algorithm issue or feature basically allows you to switch between the two main algorithms. One's more for, what, technical diving, that kind of thing, and then there's the DSAT algorithm that's like the PADI dive tables were based on that, and that's probably more universally used across all manufacturers at this time, or what?
Not universally. I mean, there's, I would just off the top of my head, you've probably got six or so major manufacturers of dive computers in the world. We're what we call an OEM manufacturer, so we do produce, or our sister company produces, some other models, some other manufacturers' equipment as well. So the what we call the pelagic DSAT algorithm has been in use in Oceanic, Aeris, a wide variety of other computers on the marketplace. For many years, since the early 90s or so.
Right. So that's the standard algorithm. And then there's this other one that's, is it more, I mean, Pete was talking about this last week, saying that algorithm is a little bit more generous when it comes to multi-level diving or decompression diving, technical type of stuff. Is that the case, or what would you say?
It is, but it's actually a little bit more complicated than that. It's actually, this dual algorithm has been probably one of my biggest challenges in marketing for Oceanic, is to try to tell this story. On one hand, the Pelagic Z Plus algorithm, as we call it, it's based on a Puhlmann database studies. It is intended more, or let's say it's more efficient for repetitive deep or repetitive decompression diving. But at the same time, it actually addresses another issue or debate that's out there with recreational diving, where I'd say that our DSAT algorithm is really, you know, it's going to be one of the more liberal algorithms out there. It's going to give you some set limits and then allow you the freedom to back it off, you know, based on your own preferences. But if you want to just make it blanketly more conservative, Z Plus for recreational diving can do that for you as well. So it adds about a 15 to 20% conservative factor.
Okay, so it gives you a little bit more flexibility if you're kind of more into the tech, just playing with those type of things when it comes to your dive profiles.
Right, exactly. And the beauty of it is that, you know, you don't have to try to decide, well, am I going to do this kind of diving? Am I going to do that kind of diving? It gives you the freedom and the flexibility to make that choice on your own.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that, I think, is that this is the type of dive computer you buy when maybe you're just learning how to dive, and it'll grow with you from day one and last forever, pretty much.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, it gives you all the flexibility that you would that you need. Now, like I said, one of the new features besides the dual algorithm is the fact that it has this built-in electronic compass, which is quite remarkable technology for a schmo like myself. You just press a button or two, and bingo, now you got your compass at your fingertips. That is an amazing feature. That's brand new for this model as well?
Yeah, it sure is. And it's, you know, you look back to products that we've had in the past that have had wireless technology, you know, the Atom wristwatch, the VT3, even the data mask, the heads-up mask. That it's all designed to minimize the amount of equipment that you're carrying with you, to make it, you know, lighter, more streamlined, just easier on the diver. There's nothing I love more than taking pieces of equipment off of me. People come to us with ideas sometimes, and, you know, you can put a 20-pound battery on your back to do all kinds of wonderful things. It typically doesn't excite me very much. I like to get rid of things, and to get rid of a hose, to get rid of a bulky console is terrific, but up until this point, you also had to then, you know, strap on a wrist compass or clip something off onto you, and it just added this extra, you know, extra little piece of equipment that we really enjoy getting rid of. So to integrate the compass into a something that you wear on your wrist, a watch, you know, that's size so that you can wear it every day is really remarkable.
It is. I mean, the size of this thing is just mind-blowing, how you've gotten so much meat into this little device. It's definitely remarkable, for sure. Now, the OC1, air-integrated compass, dual algorithms. I mean, this thing does everything but, you know, wash your wetsuit for you, pretty much. But that'll probably come out in version 2, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, now, there are so many things that this thing, this OC1 from Oceana, can do. You've actually created videos online for people to go and actually watch. It's like tutorials and things on how to use it and put it in action. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got those on our website. You know, it started by us integrating the product into the e-diving simulator that some of your listeners may have heard of. It's a, for lack of a better term, I'd call it a video game. I would compare it more closely to Flight Simulator than to, you know, an Xbox game where you're doing barrel rolls and shooting other planes out of the sky. It is designed to simulate diving. And we added the product to that. And, you know, the e-diving founder and I were talking and discussing it. And as time went by, we said, you know, we could just do a little screen capture. Anything that you can do with the product, you can do in the simulator.
Very nice.
So it's really two steps. We're able to very easily, without having to get a whole film crew together and, you know, potentially put them into risky situations in order to film a rapid ascent from, you know, some great depth. We really can simulate anything, capture it on screen, add some narration, and we've got a really nice, easy tutorial on how the watch operates above water, underwater, etc. And then if you wanted to take it to that next step, you can actually go to e-diving and dive it yourself, put it into any kind of scenario that you want to do.
Well, there you go. It's kind of like taking the OC1 on a test dive before you even buy the thing. It's quite remarkable. So check out the videos at oceanicworldwide.com. Just click on the banner for the OC1. It'll take you right to those videos or to the tab for the videos. And then, like you said, you can go to e-diving for the simulator process or with the OC1, right?
Yep, exactly. You can take it to the next step if you want to.
Nice. Now, you were talking about smaller, lighter, stronger, that kind of thing. That's the, you know, what you guys are going for with this piece of equipment. Now, this combined with the new ion regulator system that you put out, this is actually new gear I'm taking out on the boat with me to use. It is. I mean, this is like the ultimate combination if you're looking for something light, streamlined, easy to travel with, which is becoming more and more a factor. Was that the, you know, the method behind the madness of the ion line or what?
Yeah, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. The trend really is to, you know, with airline restrictions, with just, you know, the hassles of travel, it's becoming more and more important. You know, and obviously there's absolutely nothing that says you can't use the ion regulator or an OC1 for, you know, for whatever it is that you want to, you know, diving in your local quarry or hopping on a plane and going to some beautiful tropical location. But that really is the goal. We want to make things smaller, lighter, easier, and yet at the same time be, you know, give you all the features that you could ever want. Or in the case of the ion regulator, you know, the performance that you would expect from a top end regulator manufacturer.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of cool looking too. You got some nice color styles that go along with that line. I got the maroon, red, or what? What color is that considered?
You've got red. It also comes in the ever popular black and blue as well.
Okay, very nice, very universal colors. But they're very stylish looking, but more streamlined, lower profile, lighter, and that kind of thing. Are you giving up any performance when you're going to a smaller regulator setup like that, or that's what you guys have designed with this type of system?
We've really designed it into it. Scuba Diving Magazine, their Scuba Lab report, rated it very highly, actually. And typically you do. Typically that's a balance that you need to try to find. With regulators, it's all about leverage, and you've got a little rubber diaphragm in there that you need to pull back against a lever of some sort. Generally, the bigger that diaphragm is, you know, if you had a regulator the size of a basketball in front of your mouth, it would probably breathe very well, but you wouldn't be able to see beyond it. So you've got to try to find some balance there. What we've done with the ion is we've also added a pneumatically balanced valve, so that's helped tremendously. You don't have, to make it simple, you don't have a purely mechanical process to pull that lever back. You're assisted with air pressure, so that's been really the secret to being able to pack that performance into such a small package.
Yeah, and like I said, it looks cool too. I like the color scheme with the red, and I'm sure the blue and the black are quite stylish as well. But the bottom line is, it works. It's lighter. It's easier to travel with. You hook me up with a new BC. What is this? The Oceanus? What? I don't.
Yeah, the Five Oceans.
Five Oceans, so, right?
The idea there too is that we wanted to create, not necessarily a specific travel BC. What we wanted to do is to create what we call a crossover, and that's what I would call the Five Oceans. It's the ultimate crossover BC for someone like myself that doesn't do as much local diving as I used to. I'm a little embarrassed to say, but I don't. But I don't want to buy a strictly travel BC because, you know, I do a couple of local dives here and there throughout the year. I want something that's going to work for both. I want something that's going to be light and easy for me to pack, but not something that I'm going to have to sacrifice either lift capacity or integrated weight capacity.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Now, you can check out the Oceans 5 BC or the Ion Regulator. Those are Aries products, divearies.com, and, of course, the OC1 from Oceanic. OceanicWorldwide.com is the website for that one. Hey, we got more coming up. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Air is not good.
There's a little lobster boy in everyone.
Yes, there is a lobster boy in every one of us, at least for myself. There might be a couple, because I'll tell you, every lobster season, I just start getting that fever and going a little nutty and wacky with my fellow divers. Florida spiny lobster season in full effect right now. And who knows, we'll have to check in with Captain Marlon Scott down there in the Keys, get a report of what's been going on, at least down there in his neck of the woods when it comes to lobster hunting. But in the meantime, I got one of my favorite men on the planet. Definitely one of the busiest and most fun-loving people you'll ever meet in the dive industry. Of course, I'm talking about Bob Evans from the Force Fin organization. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, fantastic, Greg. Talk about lobsters. Boy, it's been a long time since I did some lobster diving. I took so many out of the ocean with those Maestro brothers. They were putting toilet bowls on the bottom about 100 feet, and we'd go down there on a sandy bottom, and those things would be packed. There'd be hundreds of lobsters, and we would fill up these huge, big sacks. In those days, there weren't any limits or anything.
No, wait, hold on, Bob. You've told me so many wacky stories over the air, and I know they're true, but you just said the Maestro brothers, which you're talking about the guys who started Body Glove. And you're saying they put down toilet bowls to attract the California spiny lobsters?
Yeah, they had one of their cousins was in the plumbing business.
Yeah.
And when the toilets were, you know, yanked out, they had them stored up in the back of the yard there. So they got the crazy idea. They dump them out there in the sand bottom. So you'd have all these lobsters in the part that stored the water, and the toilet be in the around the toilet bowl. And we'd go down there, and there'd be all these toilets on the sandy bottom with, you know, all these spiny lobsters. It was crazy. And they didn't have any place else to go. And it was like baseball. These things would be taken off, and we'd be grabbing them mid-water as they're all scrambling around. And
well, it sounds like you gave them many places to go, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, we got them.
Wow.
Well, I'm ready to go get some right now. It's been a long time since I kind of felt like I took more than my share, but I think now it's time to get back in and go do some lobster hunting.
Yeah, we'll leave the toilet bowls at
home. Hey, we're making your fins today.
Yes.
You're being your flying forest with speckles like Daryl Hannah are being cast today, and I'm going to have them red labeled to you tomorrow so you can have them for red labeled Thursday so you can have them for your trip this weekend.
Okay, now you said they're speckled like Daryl Hannah. What are you talking about, her skin complexion, or what do you mean?
Oh, well, we made a special pair for Daryl Hannah. She wanted the ruby red with little speckles in them, so you look like a fishing lure.
All right, or a girly diver, but I'm good with that. That's fine.
Yeah,
that,
you can handle it.
Yes, kind of.
You're man enough. Do those sparkles, you'll set you set you off. You'll definitely get a little second look as you go through the water with these babies.
No doubt. You know, it's funny because, you know, forest fins, we've talked about them many times on the show before, but they do seem to attract a lot of celebrity divers that have found out about your product. You just mentioned Daryl Hannah. We've talked about other folks that have used your fins, from Robin Williams to, didn't you just get an order from Shaq?
Yeah, Shaq. You know, it's funny, the ABC show, he didn't wear the fins, but he kept them, and he's a size 23 foot, and so the Flying Force, we of course have in 3XL, and Shaq had contacted us years ago for some fins, so he paid the full price, and part of that sponsorship comes to Scuba Radio, everybody. So if you believe in Scuba Radio like all of us do, you buy a pair of Flying Force. That's my sponsorship to Scuba Radio. Oh, he got number 69 went the other day. Number 69, 70 went today, and you will be 71. Number 71, that'll be your number.
71 pair of Flying Force fins, which are
worldwide.
Worldwide, which are like the original Force fins, but they got these little winglet or wingtips on the end of them, right?
Yeah, that was from the fins being put in Boeing's wind tunnel and found out the vortices coming off the wingtips. And actually, from that research of the Stars and Stripes keel, it's quite an amazing story, but it's kind of long for the radio. But when you get in an airplane and you see those upcurved wingtips, that's the same thing that's on the Flying Force, and that actually came from my fins in Boeing's wind tunnel for the Stars and Stripes keel. They were looking at different foil-shaped devices, and being force fins, a foil-shaped fin, a flexing foil, they selected my fin for the test. So it's a wicked fin. It really tracks nice through the water, and it's the ultimate of all the designs that we make here.
And it looks cool, too. Hey, more with Bob next. We're going to talk about the Nogi Awards. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Bob Evans from Force Fins is on the line with me right now. Bob, now, not only do you design these fins for celebrities like Shaq, Daryl Hannah, Robin Williams, and, you know, then you...
Dr. Sylvia Earle, Newton, just keep going down the list.
That's right. Well, and then when you get really low down the list, I get on there. He actually
You're on the top
me up.
Of the list.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, but it's a four-letter word list.
No, it's not. We need to get diving. We need to get definitely going to... I'm planning on taking 2 weeks off every month here real soon, and I'll be joining the Scuba Radio group, be back to doing what we did a couple of years ago. I mean, we had such a good time.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be doing it next week in the Bahamas. So
yeah, I wish I'd be there. I'm preparing for this big 50th anniversary for the Nogi Awards this year.
Yes, tell us about that.
We have Bonnie Cardone, who was with Skin Diver Magazine for 23 years for arts. We have Hannes Keller, who made the famous dive off of Catalina to 1,000 feet for science. And we have Walt Butch Hendricks for sports and education. And we have the great Mike Gower for distinguished service.
Nice.
And then on top of it, we've got Weiland's Icon Awards going to Emery Christoff from Geographic, Dan Orr from Dan, Stephen Franklin, the best undersea photographers around, and Dr. Guy Harvey, who really needs no introduction. If you've been to the Cayman Islands, you see all his artwork there as you're getting strip searched. Come to the Caymans.
I don't know about the strip searching thing, but I've seen his T-shirts on many an avid diver and fisherman, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much required equipment.
Well, they always strip search me when I come to these foreign lands, you know?
Yeah, but you're asking for it.
Yeah, hey. I'm carrying all those strange-looking fins in my backpack.
Yeah.
Well, who's this guy? Pull him off. What's this weird stuff here?
Yeah, well, it's all good. Bob knows how to throw a party, no matter where he goes. And, of course, the Nogi Awards will be another one.
Yeah, November the 5th, Orlando at the Rosen Center Hotel. So if you want to come and hang out with really some phenomenal, famous divers and Nogi recipients, it's auas-nogi.org. You can go right there and order up your tickets. And, of course, Greg Hall from Scuba Radio is my personal guest at my table.
Well, I'll be there for sure. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree.
How the hell did he get up there?
You couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap on.
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill, and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. A regulator and a fishing spear. A PC, a compass, a diving watch. A bang stick that hangs between my crutch. My weight belt snorkel, prescription mask. My super jet fins, I go real fast. I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
It is indeed. You know, being a part of this exclusive little club of divers definitely has its privileges. I mean, we have some of the coolest toys. Come on. Whether it's BC's regulators or, as you just heard, Bob Evans talking about force fins, those flying force fins he mentioned that are exclusively available through Scuba Radio. You can find a link to this particular page on the force fin website right there under latest news at scubaradio.com. Or if you go to the merchandise page, there's a link for the entire line of force fins. And you can go there and you get a little special Scuba Radio bonus when you order through there as well. By the way, you know, we've been talking about this last couple weeks, some of the new products we've had up for sale at the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. The Uzi Scuba Radio dive towels have been one of the hottest items we have had up there in the 12-year history of the show. These they're basically just big beach towels with a giant, you know, dive logo on them. Whether it's, you know, the fact that every diver needs a towel or the fact that Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is modeling them for you on the merchandise page is, I don't know. It's a toss up whether what, you know, feature is selling more of these. But I got to tell you, they are going quick and they're not going to last. So if you want a Scuba Radio Uzi dive towel, you need to get to the merchandise page quick and order yours today. $14.99 and is all they cost. They're really nice towels. And you buy two, it's free shipping on any orders over $15. That applies to Scuba Radio hats, shirts, and of course, the Uzi Scuba Radio dive towel. So take advantage of it now. Also, we have these new Nanook protective hard cases. Now, I got to tell you, these are really, really nice. And if you are an underwater photographer, I can't stress enough how much of a value these Nanook protective cases out of Canada are, you know, are such a great deal for you. And because they've set me up with a few of these cases to sell through the Scuba Radio merchandise page at a special reduced introductory price for our listeners. So it's a very exclusive deal just for you hearing this message right now. So go there to the merchandise page. If you have a camera, underwater camera that needs protection, or even a laptop computer for that matter, I'm telling you, this is the best case I have seen ever to come or to hit the market. And it's just an added bonus that we have a few of these to sell at a very reduced rate. So take advantage of it at scubaradio.com on the merchandise page. We have three sizes to choose from. These are Nanook protective cases. And once again, orders over $15, free shipping. You're not going to get a better deal on eBay. Trust me. They call me bargain man. And the only reason I'm telling you this is because I know it's, it can be trying at times putting up with 2 hours of yours truly every week. And just consider this payback, my little gift back to you for putting up with me. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. You got your Dan tip next. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 11. Remember, a sure way to irritate your dive boat captain is to ask if a lobster you just caught is a girl or a boy. Get it? Boy, B-O-U-I.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Oh, man. Oh, slap me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And we have Jeff Myers in here today, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
It's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah, with what?
Well, surprisingly, with a lot of divers who listen to the show who aren't divers but would like to be.
Well, that's pretty cool. What kind of questions do they have?
Mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
Sounds good to me.
What do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the diver doesn't know anyone, to make a recommendation?
Most of us then just look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, SDI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Yeah, me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
Absolutely true. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's exciting about it, too.
Oh, yeah. But how do you navigate such unfamiliar territory? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, aren't they?
People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Even Dan does it with training seminars. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn the skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Sure, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class. So definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask what's included with the class price. Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase those separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think that it's unusual. But do remember, it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about bigger items like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by the operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives, but whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel is involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. All the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there, you'll find a program that suits you.
You may have just done the summary for me.
Oh, sorry, take it away.
Well, diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center instructor is part of that adventure, so find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line with me, Captain Slate from Key Largo Atlantis Dive Center. How you doing, Captain?
Hey, I couldn't be better out here. And what is this? I don't know, the end of September, and I would think it was the end of July. It's absolutely less than a foot sea. The water I was in yesterday was, I don't know, I was still burning up in a two mil, so it's got to be mid-80s at least, and just beautiful as ever. Freak, yeah. Was out on the Duane on Sunday,
yeah.
And he could see the one end of the ship from the other. That's 327 foot of his.
Wow. So Stephen Frank down there, your photography buddy.
My buddy Frank, he emailed me, and I was on elbow doing a critter feed Sunday morning, and I don't know if it's 300 foot of his, but it was definitely over 100.
Well, that's good to hear.
Frazier was videoing. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've said this so many times before, and you back me up, but I really believe September, the month of September, is the best month of diving in Florida and the Caribbean, bar none.
Hey, and it is. And unfortunately for us dive operator types, it does slow down for us, but that means everybody that hadn't gotten a chance to get out in the summer or doesn't want to travel when most people are down here can come out and enjoy the exact same weather. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's a locals' tip. This is when the locals go diving because they know it's so great, you know, as long as there's no storm out there. And hey, man, this has been one of the best summers we've had so far as that's concerned, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? Not a puff of wind. I think we had that little 35 I don't know what it was called, the one letter A that came through, and that went down over Cuba. We didn't even get a rainstorm from it, so we've been very lucky, and we've had these seasons before, but it sure is nice to have one.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you know, it does seem like, especially in Florida, the season's been going quite well for a lot of the dive operators. When my little run down there to Key West a couple weeks ago, all the dive operators were keeping pretty busy with the Vandenberg and you know, orchestrating this wreck trek all through the Keys from the Duane to the Bib to, you know, all the way down there to the Vandenberg in Key West, right?
Well, yeah, we just invented it here at Atlantis. I just invented, complete with color pictures, a wreck track dive, starting with our three up here, the Duane, the Grove, and the Bib, all the way down to the Vandenberg.
All right, well, hold on, Captain Slate. I know he's on the boat, if you can't tell. We're going to come back to him here after the break and find out more about how we can take advantage of wreck track.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Now I know it was the first show devoted to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
You know.
Scuba Radio.
I don't know if that's from the new rock band or what, but I apologize. That's all I can say. Captain Slade is out on his boat down there in Key Largo, Atlantis Dive Center. What are you, taking a boat full of divers out right now? What's the deal?
Well, I'm actually on a 330 snorkel trip. We have a big group on, and some of them are travel riders that come down to the Keys every year and ride about the Keys up north and all around, and some free people from Indiana, New York, Chicago. So we're going to take them out, show them a great time, and it's a perfect day to do it.
Now, what about this weather? It's been so great for you down there, Captain. Is the are the critters digging it, or is your creature feature more active because the weather has been so cooperative over the last couple months, or what?
Yes, of course, they're always hungry on Fridays and Sundays, but they've been all around. We've got a new barracuda now. I call him Striker. The way he comes in, you would see why. But the big grouper, it's unusual. The big jewfish, Goliath grouper that we have out here has stayed. And usually they go away this time of year to mid-November to spawn up around the Palm Beach Jupiter area, and he hadn't left. He's out here in force. I guess he likes to stay around to get petted and fed.
Yeah, well, there you go. Or maybe he's found a new love interest.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been working out, haven't you? Maybe he's starting to think, hey, I don't know, Captain Slate's looking pretty good in that red bathing suit.
Yeah, my Captain Ron outfit. He really is he's a friendly grouper, that's for sure.
Nice. All right, so you got some writers out today, and what they're just doing some reports for their magazines, that kind of thing, or what?
Right, both newspaper and travel magazines. They come down every September, and they do the Keys for the winter season. And we're, of course, doing the dive portion, snorkel portion with them, but they're doing hotels, motels.
Well, that sounds great, Captain Slate. Well, it's good to hear business is good and the diving's great. You know, I'll have to get down there and do some diving with you here pretty soon, my friend, okay?
I'll tell you what, Hot Lips is waiting for you on the critter feed.
Yes, exactly. Hot Lips. We named Hot Lips the nurse shark a few years ago here on Scuba Radio. And, yeah, it's been a while. I need to get down there and check in with that little nurse shark, don't I?
Yes, you do. She's over 6 feet long now. She's a big girl.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies when you have. Maybe we'll get Hot Lips and that Jewfish together, that Goliath grouper. You know, interspecies mingling. Maybe that's what's going on, you think?
I think that might be it. That's why he stayed in town, the big Jewfish.
Yeah, maybe. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.